It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Kyra Peterson and Morgan Ennis. They are two theater students at USU Eastern. Big production coming up, Dead Guilty, on the 20th of October. It'll run the 20th through the 22nd of October, and then again the 26th through the 29th at the Peterson Black Box Theater. Doors will open at 7. Show starts at 7:30. And we're going to talk about this first production of the year. It's always fun to get these guys in because it's just interesting to find out and to know what's going on up there with the theater department. Kyra and Morgan, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
So let's dive right in. And you two, I don't know if you want rock, paper, scissors for it or what, but let's talk about the show itself, okay? It's called Dead Guilty. So give us a little background on Dead Guilty. Kyra, I think you pointed at you.
So Dead Guilty is a thriller of sorts. It is set in the mid-90s in Canada. And it follows the story of a young woman named Julia, who is a graphic designer, and she has just recently been in a car accident with someone who she was working with, and it entails her recovery and her interactions with two other characters, namely Gary and Anne. Gary is her home help, Anne is her court-ordered therapist, and also another character, Margaret, who is the wife of the husband who was in the car with Julia during that car accident. And it's a very interesting story. It's also a dark story, but it is very entertaining.
Is there a lot of suspense and drama, kind of like a Wait Until Dark show?
Oh, sort of? It's a whodunit sort of story, trying to figure out what's going on and who's the culprit.
And what truly happened in this one. All right, now, Kyra, let's talk a little about you. Give us a little background on you.
So I'm from Logan, Utah, quite a ways north. I have been at USU Eastern for about 3 years. This is my third year. I came to the theater department on a whim, and I have stayed around ever since because I fell in love with Corey and Brent and the way that they teach their students and the way that they handle shows. And this department has given me so many wonderful opportunities. Such as last year, we were able to tour the Hale Center Theater and do an in-depth tour of their equipment and everything back there, and many other wonderful opportunities that other students have been able to share as well. And it just keeps bringing me back because I just love it here, and I love the department.
That happens a lot. Now, who do you play in Dead Guilty?
I play Margaret.
Okay.
Who is, again, she's the wife of the husband who was in the car accident.
Okay. And is this something, do you see yourself continuing on with theater arts as a possible career choice?
I don't think myself, no, but I still would like to continue on with it as a hobby because it's something that I enjoy, but I don't know if I could see myself doing it as a career. But I don't know that I'll ever stop doing it for fun.
Okay. So, Morgan, let's switch to you now. Tell everybody about you.
Okay. So, I grew up here in Carbon County. I graduated from Carbon High School, obviously. This is my second year at USU Eastern. I really enjoy it. Like, everyone's so kind, and it's really just, like, small. I get all the space I want. And I've made so many great friends that, like, I can't imagine being elsewhere.
And I think that's kind of a draw for the USU Eastern Department for kids that are maybe coming from upstate like you did, Kyra, is, you know what, you're acting year one. You're not waiting for something to happen so that you can get on stage. You're on stage. You're in it year one. And I think the small programs at USU Eastern are a good determiner as to why a lot of people come here. And maybe Morgan, you can't speak to that part, but maybe Kyra, you can. And being from a bigger area, is that kind of one of the things too that drew you here?
Oh, absolutely. And it's one of the things that's kept me here, especially because something that you're not going to get from even Logan campus is that personal connection with your professors. Because the classes are much smaller, you're able to meet with your professor one-on-one and really get a better education than you would be if you're in a much bigger class size, which is something unique to USU Eastern because it's still a university. And so you're able to get that university level education at a much more personal level.
And I'll pop this one back to Morgan because she kind of can answer it because your dad is on faculty and on staff there.
He is,
in
yes.
The theater department. The theater department, ever since that I've been involved with it, and it's been quite a few years, but it always seems like a family. It just is.
Yeah.
And you've grown up in that family.
I have. And it's really comforting because, like, it's, I don't know, in a way it's really sad to have people that you know really well leave, but then new people come in and you just pick up right back again where you left off.
You've had a lot of brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So let's talk about you. Who do you play in Dead Guilty?
So I play Anne. I play the therapist.
Okay.
I am co-cast with Nellie Heaton, who is a freshman. So we will switch off performance nights for Anne each night.
Okay, and what, if anything, and we'll jump this back to both of you. Morgan, you can answer first. What is one thing that you're going to kind of take away from this show?
Ooh, I think communication with everyone is, like, the biggest thing. Not only as, like, the character, but as a person. Because it's such a small cast, like, we've grown so close so quickly. And so, like, we wouldn't have been able to do that without communicating with each other.
And Kyra just keeps nodding her head, so I don't know if she's going to steal your answer or if she's got something else in mind now.
No, something that I think I'm going to take away from this is definitely confidence. This is a role that I am not used to, and it's been really pushing my limits as an actor and as a person. And it's been really rewarding to see that pay off in both hearing feedback from the people who have been able to see rehearsals and just keeping that with me and reminding myself that I am capable of doing great things if I'm in the right situation to do so. And as Morgan said, it really has been a really wonderful opportunity to work with such a small cast, because in the past, I don't think I've ever worked on a show this small before. And so being able to connect with your fellow actors, not only on stage, but off stage as well, has really helped in the level of relationship between the characters and between the people.
All right. So who's got the particulars for us? Once again, I said this is going on October 20th through the 22nd. And then again, the 26th through the 29th. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 7:30. They're going to be there in the Peterson Black Box. And if I didn't say it is directed by Dr. Corey Ewan, I would be in a lot of trouble. So once again, ticket prices. How much are they going to run us?
So adult ticket prices are $15. Senior ticket prices are $10. Faculty, staff, and alumni is $8. USU students is $3. Students from 12 to 17 years of age are $10, and children 6 to 11 are $6.
No children under 6 are admitted.
Kind of heavy content?
Yes.
All right. So once again, this is Dead Guilty going on October 20th through the 22nd, and then again the 26th through the 29th. You could always go to their website, eastern.usu.edu, and look up everything you need to know, and all the information would be there. Now, Kira, what's next?
We are going to be doing our 24-hour production again in December. We don't have a date set quite yet, but it'll be in the first half, so expect something in the first 2 weeks of December. And that one is unique because we write, rehearse, and perform an entire show within 24 hours. And it's always a fun treat both to see and both to be in, so if you're interested, swing on by.
All right. And then, Morgan, we were talking before we came on the air something about an auction. And you guys are going to go on tour again this year.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So let's talk about that before we get out of here.
So we are planning to take our show in January, Robin Hood, Sherwood, The Adventures of Robin Hood, on tour. We'd like to go to Canada. We'd like to go to Logan and just bring it everywhere. And we're doing an auction, a silent auction, to raise money for that. People can bring in items to donate. You can donate directly, like just straight money directly to Brent or Corey. But it'll be really fun. Our goal is 10,000. And we're just really excited for the opportunity to go on tour.
All right. Lot of great things going on up on the campus of USU Eastern when it comes to the theater department. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it. And get out and see it. It is Dead Guilty, October 20th through the 22nd, and then again the 26th through the 29th at the Peterson Black Box Theater on the campus there. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 7:30. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.